And it's the home stretch of crunch time on a Thursday. Let's try this.
You'll have to excuse my friend. He's a little slow.
Luckily, I have prepared for such an event. The lightning round!
Here come the Yankees. Let's look behind and cheer the Yankees. Oh, wrong song. All right, but I'm too excited. We're in the ALCS for the first time in 5 years.
The lightning round is brought to you by Batteries Plus Bulbs.
Ooh,
Batteries, Batteries Plus Bulbs has the widest selection of batteries and energy-saving light bulbs, like LEDs, for your home or your business. And it not just light bulbs. They do a lot of other stuff, too. It doesn't matter who broke it. They can fix it. The experts at Battery Plus Bulbs can fix your cracked screens, your broken buttons and charge ports, and more on your smartphone or tablet. Batteries Plus Bulbs offers helpful pluses like free car battery testing, battery installation for iPhones, your watch, some key fobs, garage door remotes, and more. You can visit them in Eugene or Corvallis and online at batteriesplusbulbs.com. We begin with the Red Sox. They fired John Farrell Wednesday morning. He won two division titles, two of them back-to-back in 2016 and 17. He then won a World Series with his first season in 2013, but he also had back-to-back first-round ALDS exit. In similar fashion, Joe Girardi won the World Series with his first season with the Yankees. They won back-to-back division titles. They've been knocked out of the ALCS, DS, and wild card in the postseason. Many thought he was firmly on the hot seat going into this postseason, but did the series win against the Windians save Girardi's job? What percent chance do you give Joe Girardi of keeping his job this offseason?
Right now?
Yes.
And it's the stupidest thing in the world, because if they lost last night, I'd probably be like 50-50. Now I think it's like 90% chance he comes back.
There you go.
One game.
Last week, I asked you to run through the division series matchups, and you've gotten three in a row right, Steve.
Woo-hoo!
You've gone with your gut and heart instead of actual analysis and thought. You picked the Astros, Dodgers, and Yankees correctly to move on. You've also got the Cubbies. You've picked them to get past the Knights. They play Game 5 in just a couple hours from now. So who takes Game 5? Are you sticking with your Cubbies, or are you going to swap to the Nets?
Why would I switch at this point? I finally Costanza decided to do the opposite and had a really good run. Ended up working for the New York Yankees.
The New York Yankees!
I decided I didn't need to do opposite. I just had to make it more about me. And I simply picked who I wanted to win those series. And look how it turned out. Go Cubs!
Aaron Judge has struggled in his first career playoff series. He got three golden sombreros in five games against the Windians. That's four strikeouts in one game. That's one better, one worse than a hat trick, depending on how you look at it. He set a new league division series record for strikeouts in a series with 16. That's just unbelievable.
That's unbelievable.
This season, while facing the Astros, Judge struck out 11 times in 28 plate appearances. That's a 39% strikeout rate, nearly half of the 80% strikeout rate he had against the Indians. So, in the series against the Astros, over under 10.5 Ks for Judge in the ALCS.
First of all, it's very important that we find out. I don't know the answer, but I think it's Willie Wilson with 13. So 16 isn't like, ooh, he got that last one and broke the record.
Oh, he smashed it.
I think he broke the record easy.
Oh, yeah.
Astros 4-7, 10 strikeouts. That's easy over.
All right. I'm not entirely sure where these rumors started up, but they're growing as time goes on. The rumor being that the Jacksonville Jaguars are looking to try and trade for the Giants' Eli Manning. The key leak being that Tom Coughlin, VP of football operations for the Jags, and Eli won two Super Bowls together with New York. One scout even said that the Jags wouldn't go forward with Bortles, and that even another option could be Phillip Rivers of the LA Chargers. So what percent chance do you give Manning or Rivers ending up in Jacksonville by the trade deadline?
Either or. Oh, Rivers is what's less than none. Rivers, maybe. I mean, first of all, everybody now hates that franchise, except the Spanos family and some employees who get big checks. So
just the Spanos family.
20%.
All right. Back in June, after the Warriors beat the Cavs, the teams met for their third straight NBA Finals matchup. I asked what percentage chance you thought these two teams would meet for Cavs-Warriors 4, A New Hope. You said 70%. Now in the offseason, there's no more Kyrie in Cleveland. They've added Dwayne Wade and Derrick Rose around LeBron and Kevin Love, and the Warriors re-signed Durant and Iguodala, extended Curry, drafted Jordan Bell. So I'll ask again, what percent chance do these two teams meet up for the fourth straight NBA Finals?
I'm jacking it, baby. I'm going from 70 to 80%.
Really?
Yes.
All right.
I think it's LOCK, 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 lock.